All right, what's up, everybody? Here we are, episode 38. My goal is to get out quite a few more episodes for you guys. But coming up here in the near future, probably kicking off in the new year, I'm going to do something a little bit different so you don't have to just listen to my voice all the time. We're going to have guests on the show. We've had a in the past, but those guests have been, former military, sharing stories and stuff like that, which is super cool. But I was thinking about it, having a guest on the show and working with them to set up their day, to put daily disciplines in their life would be pretty cool. Kind of work through some of the challenges they're facing, whether it's being overworked, overscheduled, full-time school, trying to get into the military and just not seeing progress and actually having that conversation. And I think everybody could learn a lot from that to just kind of unpack everything that's going on and getting back to, rule number one, working on yourself first. And, I think it'd be pretty cool to do. And so we'll have a series of those that are going to go down. I've already, reached out to you guys and many of you jumped on board and said, hey, yeah, I could use a little help there. And, some of that's probably going to help you guys out as you listen. Some of these guys, not just guys, but girls too, have these challenges of prioritizing on their day and how do they go about doing it? How do they set goals and actually achieve those goals? On a daily basis, how do they slowly move forward and the challenges that they face? How do you get past those challenges? So we're going to have guests on the show, and I'm pre-recording all of these. It'll put everything in the show notes. Obviously, the person will stay anonymous, but you just listen to my conversation with the person and being able to work through that challenge. And then we'll follow up with them. They won't just get off the hook, right? We're going to follow up and make sure they're going after those daily disciplines and building habits is the ultimate goal, right? You do those small things every day and that builds into habits. So that'd be pretty cool. That's coming up here in the new year, through this week and next week, through Christmas, before I take off on my trip. I'm taking off to Mexico here pretty soon for the new year. We're going down there to build a couple homes for some families in need, and that's going to be pretty awesome. But we got more kind of like the daily wisdom. These episodes been a little bit shorter and kind of things I think that you guys would really really relate to. And for today, matter of fact, there's a place I run quite a bit. It's a hill, and it's only about 3 miles up, but it takes me between 30 and 34 minutes to get from down in the park where I start all the way up to the top. Oh, it's not the top of the hill, actually. It's at the base of the mountain, but it's the top of the neighborhood, and it's between a 5% and 12% grade running up this hill. And if any of you have been following me for some time, I'm a big runner, and I believe hills are the one of the best ways to get in shape, to build your cardiovascular endurance, strength as well. Running downhills, it sucks. If there was a zip line there and I could just zip down the hill, I would. I feel like I go slower going downhill. Injury is a big thing for me. Rolling my ankles and stuff like that, or I just hate going down the hills, pounding on the knees and stuff like that. But going up hills, I'm a true believer in, and it's awesome. So anyway, so today I'm running up this hill probably for the seventh time in the last couple weeks. Just had the opportunity to be at this hill. Like I said, it takes me, my goal is about 30, 34 minutes, and I'm either listening to a podcast or I'll throw on some music to push me up this hill. And about halfway up to the last mile and a half, the grade of the hill gets a lot steeper. It goes from about 6 or 7% to 10 or 12% grade, and it's a steep hill. My miles, let's see, what is it? Maybe 14 minutes per mile, something like that. Something atrocious. At the bottom of the hill, I'm doing 7, 8 minutes per mile. Then it starts to get steeper and steeper. 9, 10, 11. At this point, it gets to about 12 to 14 minutes per mile. And near the top, it's 15 or 16 minutes per mile. It's almost walking. I try not to walk ever, but it looks like I'm walking. I'm just barely running up this thing like an old man. But it's super hard, but I enjoy it, the pain and the suffering of it. Anyway, so I'm halfway up this hill. I'm sweating. I'm listening to music, feeling tough. And up ahead of me, I see a guy step out onto the sidewalk. He doesn't see me, and he turns and he starts to run up the hill. Like, he came out of a neighborhood onto the sidewalk where I was, where this road goes directly up to the base of this mountain. And like I said, we've got a mile and a half to go, which is another 15, 16, 18 minutes. And I see him kind of take that right-hand turn and run the same direction I'm running, but he doesn't see me. He just continues running up the hill. And I love this situation personally. I like the chase, and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna crush this guy. There's my goal right there. I'm so glad he ran out in front of me. Now I'm gonna slowly catch up to him, and I'm gonna pass him like he's just walking. This is gonna be great. And I have all these evil thoughts of crushing this guy. And so I'm running behind him for a couple minutes, and I'm watching his stride, and I'm analyzing his breathing. And he doesn't know I'm behind him. He's got earphones in too, so he's oblivious. And he's got a pretty good clip going. And I notice he's got a pretty good form. His running mechanics are solid. He's running on top of his toes and leaning forward. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm gonna catch this guy. And it's a couple more minutes in, and I'm actually starting to lose ground. And I'm like, oh man, starting to pull back a little bit. And I went from thinking I'm gonna crush him, and man, I'm just gonna drill him into the ground as I pass by him, and he's just gonna stop and pass out, to I'm not gonna catch him. He's looking strong. And then my brain goes to, well, man, you're not feeling so strong now. Look, and I start looking at my watch. My pace is dropping a little bit. I got a little bit of self-doubt hitting me. And I kind of start to feel like, man, I'm pretty weak running up this hill. And then my brain goes to, well, you didn't eat very good today, or as good as you could have. Didn't get enough sleep. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't try to go after the guy, because I could have picked it up a little bit and gone into that anaerobic state and just start slobbering on myself to try to catch him, and probably falling apart. But I didn't. I actually slowed down a little bit, and then I disengaged from the chase. All that negative thought, and I was like, well, I just kind of just listen to my music and just kind of plod along. And he slowly pulled away from me, and I was kind of pissed. It's like, God, man, it kind of suck, man. Maybe my endurance isn't what it should be. All this negative thought. And so we get to the next intersection for a neighborhood, and I have to, just continue across the road and continue up the hill. And I notice he takes a right-hand turn, because I can still see him. And I'm like, oh man, yeah, he's running off in the distance. Good thing he's not in front of me anymore. I stopped feeling bad about myself. And I run up to where he had taken that right-hand turn, not expecting to see him, but he's right there. And he literally is bent over, gasping for breath, looks blue in the face, and looks like he's going to throw up. And basically what he did, he's just like sprinted that 300 yards up the hill in front of me, looking like a beast, and basically, was about to fall over and look like he's going to have a heart attack as I ran past him. And of course, I felt good about that. But you know what? I got to thinking, and I was like, man, all this, encouragement and I'm telling people to fight for their goals and keep going for it. And I just fell into that trap. I fell into the trap of once the goal that I had started to get away from me and it started to move ahead and I wasn't progressing towards that goal anymore, all that self-doubt came in. Even though it sounds kind of silly running, but I mean, that happens to us in life, right? That happens to you when you're going after a goal and it starts to not seem like reality anymore. It's not obtainable. It starts to move away from you. I tell you what, your brain isn't just, it can be evil. It can beat the crap out of you. And for me, this wasn't even real, right? Turns out this guy, you know, I was going to pass him anyway. I was going to achieve the goal that I'd set out to, but, you know, all that self-doubt came in and I talked myself out of it and it was totally unnecessary. And I thought about that the rest of the run up to the top of the hill, how we do that to ourselves and the goals that we do have. And we set those goals. Hey, I want to graduate from college or I need to pass this test or some achievement, something that we want to do. And when that goal starts to move away from us, we let all that self-doubt come in. And like I said in the post on Instagram today, you know, you are going to face challenges when you set yourself up for a goal that is going to stretch you. And goals do that, right? Especially difficult ones. And it should, you know, because that's how you get stronger, right? When you're lifting weights and you break down muscle, you get stronger, but it's painful in the short term. And it was a good reminder for me again, don't let that self-doubt creep in and beat you up because that goal is still there and you're going to face challenges guaranteed 100% of the time when you stretch yourself beyond your ability because you're going for something that you haven't achieved before, you're going to stretch. When you learn new things, it's difficult, but that pain is short term. You got to remember that, you know, the pain is short term. It's going to come. It's going to be difficult. When I talk about pain, it could be the pain of, studying for that exam and staying up later than you normally do, waking up early to get that workout in, or, you know, to read that book or whatever you need to do to advance yourself in your job or in your career or your relationship. There is struggle there, but it's short term. And keep moving towards that goal. It's a good reminder for me and for you guys too. Even though that goal starts to move away from you or you have a setback, you got to keep moving forward. Anything that anybody has ever achieved that has stretched them in some way, they've had setbacks, right? They move backwards a little bit. But in the end, they achieve the goal because they keep moving forward. Now you can adjust that goal if you have a goal that's so far out there that's just like, bro, that's almost nearly impossible. What are some smaller goals you can achieve ahead of time? And that's my point when I talk about that number one rule of working on yourself first and start really, really small. Yeah, you want to wake up at 4 a.m., but you wake up at 9. Don't just start waking up at 4 a.m. You start wake up 15 minutes earlier or even 10 minutes. Have those little small wins and your brain is going to be stoked about that because you made it. Hey, I did wake up 10 minutes early. Sweet. Man, I had a win there. And you got to be careful of that self-talk, that self-doubt that creeps in. Your brain will talk you out of almost everything and rationalize almost everything. And you got to be careful about that, especially when you're going after goals. So my encouragement, my challenge to you is watch out for that self-doubt that comes in and your brain giving you those negative thoughts when you're going after a goal and it starts to move away from you a little bit. I would expect it. Expect challenges when you set a goal that's going to stretch you, okay? And it happened to me today. And I was like, oh, man, you know, it just happened to me. I just tell everybody, you know, to do the opposite. And there I was, doubting myself. I slowed down for no good reason. And my goal is right around the corner and I was about to achieve it. So I think that was a good word for today. Like I said, coming up in a future podcast, we have my followers from Instagram coming on the podcast as guests, and we are going to set up daily disciplines for them, and it's pretty exciting. If you're listening to this and you'd like to join me on a podcast and share some of the challenges that you're facing, and we'll work through them to overcome them, and you don't get off the hook that easy, right? We're going to follow up and make sure you're going after those daily disciplines. But if you want to connect with me, my email is in the show notes or on Instagram at Last Good Fight. See ya.